A legislative push to chip away at Arizona's clean election system is continuing. Since voters approved clean elections in 1998, it has been a target of many GOP lawmakers. A November ballot measure known as Proposition 306 is intended to take away the Citizens Clean Elections Commission's ability to enact its own rules. A lawsuit filed last week by the commission says voters aren't going to be told that in the election publicity pamphlet. And to give us more details on the suit and some more background, Citizens Clean Elections Commission Executive Director Tom Collins is with us for a few minutes. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you. So I briefly mentioned it, but what would Prop 306 do? And then we'll get into some of the pamphlet issues.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of an interesting problem because the way Prop 306 is written, it's not altogether clear what it would do, because one thing it does is attempts to specifically prevent candidates who choose to run with clean funding from having access to information and services that every other candidate has access to through political parties and others. And another part of it repeals a line in the original Clean Elections Act as passed by voters that exempted the commission from rulemaking laws that exist in favor of the commission's own rulemaking law, which was passed by the voters in 1998.
Now, that's been a bone of contention for lawmakers for quite a while, has it not?
There are some lawmakers who believe that the commission ought not have the authority to make its own rules, to enforce and administrate the Clean Elections Act. The way that this particular proposition is structured, and we said this repeatedly during the legislative session, it's structured in a way that it's not obvious to voters what exactly they're voting on per se, because it's written in a kind of it's vague way. That's why the publicity pamphlet that will go to every single voter in the state via the Secretary of State's office is so important in this context.
And that is at the core of the lawsuit. So give us more details on that, Tom.
Sure. So this week, last week the commission voted to authorize the lawsuit. This week we intend to file a lawsuit. And the upshot of our issue is this. I mean, first of all, to understand the commission, you have to understand that the commissioners have a duty to uphold the integrity of the electoral process. And when the voters established the Clean Elections Commission and the Clean Elections Act, they made it the voter education agency for the state. So this is the thing that the commission knows best, which is to say, how do you present information in a fair and unbiased way to voters? That's part of our duty and something that the commissioners take very seriously. And what the Legislative Council passed simply doesn't pass muster under the law that they're required to follow.
So let's talk a little bit, Tom. I know this is not under your purview, but the Legislative Council, made up of 10 Republicans, 4 Democrats, what do you make of what the arguments between them were going on? I know Representative Ken Clark had some concerns that current Speaker J.D. Mesnard didn't really take into account, it didn't seem.
Well, I think that what you know, what Representative Clark was attempting to do, and what he and the Speaker were discussing was really, how do you fairly describe what voters are voting on when they vote on what's now called Prop 306? I'll give you an example. You know, the Speaker emphasized that he wanted the explanation of Prop 306 to be concise, but when it comes to the Prop 305, which is the empowerment scholarship expansion, there's something like 50 lines of text and an entire explanation of what current law is. And then when you look at the analysis of Ledge Council for what's now Prop 306, it's like 14 lines, and it doesn't provide any of accurate information about what the Clean Elections Act is, what it does, what participating candidates are, that is to say, what candidates who are participating in the clean funding are, why they do it. And more importantly, it doesn't provide any real explanation for what current law is for commission rulemaking. You would read it, and you would be led to believe, if you read what the Ledge Council passed, that the commission had somehow never had rulemaking authority or had just been making rules without any authority. And it doesn't explain that what's being changed here, at least in the legislature's view, is the commission's rulemaking would now go through a process in many cases that would lead it to a group called the Governor's Regulatory Review Council, which is a body appointed, as perhaps to no one's surprise, by the governor. And one that the group that the commission has been wrestling with over their authority for the past 2 years.
Tom, we just have a short time left, maybe 30 seconds or so. So I'm going to ask you the big philosophical question in that short amount of time. How strong is clean elections right now? We know that voters approved it in a strong way in 1998. As it's been chipped away at, though, as I mentioned earlier, how strong is it right now? How important is it?
Well, in our view, in the commission's view, the Clean Elections Act is more resilient than the folks who work within a square mile of the Capitol would like to think it is. And it's important because it provides unbiased voter education to voters. It's the only entity that does enforcement on issues related to independent expenditures, sometimes referred to as dark money. And the Clean Funding Program provides an opportunity for candidates who don't want to take money from big PACs to break that link between PAC donations and votes that gives rise to corruption or its appearance. So it is more necessary now than ever, I think more popular now than ever, but it's important from the commission's perspective that voters receive appropriate information about what it does in order to make a decision, an informed decision about what they want to do.
All right. Tom Collins is Executive Director of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission. Tom, good to catch up. Thanks.
Thank you.